Indigenous youth saver. Can you please take your name off your phone? My wife went through my phone and maybe call you. So if you can, please take your name off that. And just have it as a number on the list now. Just have it as your telephone number. Okay, yeah, do this for me. Huge, quickly. Bye. Bye.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the second week in July? Second or third.
It's fucking July.
July 16th, Wednesday, and this is your Minority Sports Report. As always, I'm Julian, joined by Big Black.
Yo.
We've got a bit to talk about. A lot has happened in the time since then. The World Cup has finished up. LeBron James has chosen where he's going to go.
Another shit.
And the All-Star game was happened.
We'll get to everything slowly.
We'll get to everything, yeah.
Yes.
The British Open is in the opening rounds.
The B.O.
The B.O. Is Tiger going to make the cut?
Probably.
Hopefully.
But yeah, let's talk about that then.
Tiger maybe not making the cut?
Yeah, possibly. Because it's like, you can't count him out because he is Tiger Woods.
He is Tiger Woods, but he's coming back from that injury that, I don't even know, what was it, knee or back or something?
He's been back. He's been here before.
I know, but it's just like, Tiger isn't Tiger of like 10 years ago.
Well, yes, because he's not cheating on his wife. He needs to get married so he can start cheating again.
Reconstructed. What? Just cheating on Lindsay isn't enough?
It's not cheating because I'm sure she's down for it. She's like a girl from our generation.
Yeah, that's true.
You're very open-minded.
I don't know. Tiger, there was a time when it'd be like Tiger versus the field. Now it's like, will Tiger make the cut?
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. I wish him nothing but the best.
And it's, God, how long has it been since he's won a major?
It's been 5 years? Because he hasn't won one since the whole golf club he had at the forehead thing.
Yeah. Nothing happened there. His wife certainly did not attack him for sleeping with a porn star. Hey, it's Tiger.
Yo, that was fucking hilarious. Oh, shit.
But,
my God. Actually, I'm going to insert that clip. See, you already heard it then. If you heard me say that.
Hey, it's,
Tiger. Hey, that's not Tiger. It's so funny. It's the best.
But, I don't know who's going to win. Like, they're, you know, Phil Mickelson is in it. You know, he's competing, so he'll, you know, he's been slumping lately, too.
Oh, Phil.
And this, I don't know, it just seems like it's a bunch of, every master or major seems to be won by a new person every year. It doesn't seem like there is any consistency. It's just the guy who has the best day.
Yeah, that's how it should be.
I mean, I guess.
No. I don't know. You want familiar.
Golf needs Tiger Woods. No, or at least somebody like Tiger Woods. Someone
consistent.
Yeah, who's like.
And, yeah.
Man, if they got somebody else who just could win. Fuck, man. If they got someone who could win, like, two of the majors in a year, it'd be, like, a really big deal. But it just seems like, you know. And it's like these, like, guys who's like, oh, this is his first ever, you know.
Yeah. It really is. Just this, like you said.
No, and I'm not saying, like, you know, it's easy or anything like that.
Come on, golf is fucking easy. Shut up. You know it's true.
But it's just like, you know, they need Tiger Woods. They need Tiger Woods to be on that leaderboard come Sunday. Yeah. That's what golf needs.
Yeah. Tiger does well, golf does well.
Yeah, because, you know, fuck, man. I'd be way more interested in the British Open.
I couldn't tell you the last time I watched the whole thing of golf.
No.
Around the golf, like.
No, I mean, sometimes I'll turn it on in, like, the background for, like, 5 or 10 minutes, but, you know. Unless, you know, even at ones that they're like, oh, that was, like, I read afterwards, that was historic. I'm just like, yeah. You know, I watched it, and it was kind of boring.
It wasn't Tiger Woods exciting.
Yeah, I mean, Tiger Woods just racking up. So, yeah, let's hope Tiger does well for the sake of golf.
For the sake of me getting back into golf.
Yeah, because, you know, as a young black man... John is desperate to get into golf.
Desperate.
But he needs
all my other white sports like water polo and
are very good at actual polo though.
You do are actually good. Yes, I is. Speaking of black youths. Fucking, and I don't know, tennis is cool. Did we was tennis this past week?
That was Sunday, yes.
Fucking, what's his face? No, no, that was 2 weeks ago.
No, yeah, we talked about
that. Yeah, sorry.
But,
speaking of white sports, baseball.
No, baseball?
Cuban.
Do we want to talk about the All-Star Game?
Sure, I didn't watch it.
I watched some of it. But there was a controversy, David Wainwright of the Cardinals was talking with some of the reporters and was like, "Yeah, you know, I kind of gave Jeter a couple fastballs down the middle," and the reporters, you know, said it. They told everybody.
Yeah.
And so Aaron Andrews goes on and she like interviews him and she asks him about it. And he's like, "Well, I don't know about that," and blah blah blah, but like trying to walk it back. But, you know, and, like, people are, like, outraged that he said something. And I'm just like, oh, my God. I'm like, fucking, first of all, baseball's unwritten rules are fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, you know, fucking just, I get it, you know, I get it. It's tradition or whatever, and baseball loves its tradition. But it's still like, you know, if you didn't think Jared Jeter on his last fucking All-Star game wasn't going to get, like, a couple of easy pitches to, you know, get him a hit, maybe a home run, you know?
Yeah.
Then
you're an idiot.
You're an idiot.
Yeah.
Because I knew it was going to happen. I looked at those. I saw the pitches that he gave him, and I was like, I saw that part. I was like, oh, Derek Jeter's up. I'll watch this because he'll probably get a hit.
Yeah, because he's going to.
Not because Jared Jeter's an epic hitter. But because, you know, he's fucking Derek Jeter, and he's retiring this year. And I know baseball, and baseball's like, well, you got to serve him up one.
Yeah, that's what...
And now they're mad that, like, he said something. Yeah, of course. Well, you know what? Get over yourselves.
Yeah, it's a ridiculous reason to get...
Because you know who's not upset about it? Fucking Derek Jeter. And that's all that matters.
Everybody in baseball is not upset about it. I don't know. It's stupid, man. Because, like you said, it's like...
The AL won, by the way, 5-3.
Yeah, thank God.
So they will have home field advantage. Not that it has mattered in, like, the last 5 years, but...
It totally matters all the time.
Well, I'm just saying that the games have ended before it had gotten to the point where it's like, they need, you know...
Fucking the baseball. Yeah, that's like... I don't know. The way I can compare it is like, you know, when there's that kid with Down syndrome on the court, you're not going to play defense on him. Not that Derek Jeter's like retarded or anything, but there's like that thing, you know, and it's like,
well, yeah,
you just interview the kid afterwards. It's like, you know, I was supposed to guard him, but, you know, I didn't feel it's like the same shit.
Yeah, no,
it's like the same shit.
You know, you're guarding the kid, but he's still going to make the basket.
Let him get the layup. Yeah, I'll let him cross me up. You know, I took one for the team, so to speak. You know, it's the same
thing. Yeah, and then, you know, they give you a retaliatory point or whatever.
It's get over yourself.
There are unwritten rules, and it's just like, yeah. And if you didn't think David Wainwright was going to do that, then you're a fool. And you don't know anything about baseball, because I knew it was going to happen.
You don't know anything about...
And I don't know what a fielder's choice is.
Right. I'm trying to think of a football one, but I'm like, you're not going to let them score a touchdown.
No.
But you would possibly let somebody break a record on you. Not if it's like a shitty game, you know.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, he needs like 15 yards. I'm like, he's going to get it. And when he gets it, just let him get it, you know.
Yeah. It's just, you know.
You know, it's one of those kind of things. It's like, you missed the tackle. Well, fuck. He was out of bounds already.
Yeah, but it's just like, with baseball, it's just, there's so many, like, stupid, like, little things. Like, you're not allowed to celebrate a home run. Like, you have to look down and just, you know, run the bases.
He made eye contact with the pitcher, so that's why the pitcher hit his next batter.
Yeah, it's just like, what?
That doesn't make any goddamn sense to me.
You know, and it's like, you know, you gotta beam the kid who thinks he's a phenom, even if he is a phenom.
Beam the rookie.
Which I kind of understand more than any. Like, I understand that.
That's the hazing aspect of it. That's hazing. That's fine. Like, that's.
But there's just like, I don't know. If anyone thought Dave Wainwright wasn't gonna serve one up for fucking, you know,
the fucking greatest shortstop
captain.
In my opinion, the greatest. He's the player of our generation. Despite all the crazy steroid shit,
I think Jeter never got caught for steroids.
That's what I'm saying, man. He's gonna be the guy to look back on during all this crazy turmoil, like all the PEDs and shit, and then pointed at him like he's the guy that did it right. He may or may not have done it. I don't know. I don't care. He hasn't gotten caught, so that's all that really matters.
Oh, come on. If you were playing baseball back then, you were doing it.
No, I know everybody was doing it, but.
Yeah. But no, I mean, they did the All Star, the MLB did a nice little tribute to him, and it's like he's going up to the plate and he kind of like tips his hat, and like, you know, the manager tips his cap, and then like the guys in the front row start tipping theirs, and then like goes all over, and you know, it had like a bunch of guys in a Boston bar, and they're like roll their eyes and like tip their hats.
What are you talking about?
Like, it was a little commercial.
Oh, it was a commercial.
Yeah,
okay.
MLB and I guess just for Derek Jeter though, it was like a video.
No, I saw that.
Yeah,
no, I thought you were talking about at the game. I was like, what?
No.
Like, what the hell? Why would they cut to Boston?
Yeah, they cut to Boston.
What? Okay. Yeah, I did see that commercial.
Yeah, I thought that was nice.
Yeah. And then fucking old ass faggot Michael Jordan.
Yeah. Michael Jordan.
I got him on Jordan. Derek Jeter was under his thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, never mind, it makes sense. Never mind.
But yeah, it was a Jordan commercial. Yeah. Also had the San Diego Padres mascot do it, which I was just...
Yo, the Mets, that shit was great.
Mr. Met.
They're all blurred out.
Mr. Met pops out with his
face all blurred out. That shit was great. Yeah, that was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Pretty good commercial there.
But yeah, I don't know. It wasn't an exciting All-Star game. How do you feel about the home field advantage thing? Like, as somebody neutral to it, does it make it more interesting to you?
No, because I didn't watch it.
Yeah, I don't know. I just kind of
baseball's not interesting.
I know. I just kind of wish they would get rid of it though, because I'm just like, just give it to the team with the better record.
Yeah, I feel like that should be the way it should be.
Yeah.
Whoever has the higher seed at the end has home field advantage.
Okay. Yeah. Or like best record for the season plus best record through the playoffs. You know?
Yeah. That's what I mean, the seeding in the playoffs. Well, obviously, whatever, man. Just make baseball more interesting. Because basketball's doing it. Or they're trying to, at least. You see them with the... They're talking to having a mid-tournament season in basketball.
What?
Yeah, so this commission's proposing, in order to keep the season interesting and have people actually, like, not tank, there's going to be, like, a secondary prize, but, like, midway through the NBA season. I don't know how it's going to work or anything like that, but apparently it's, like, modeled after some, like, soccer format somewhere.
Weird.
Yeah. That and they're changing the jerseys. There's gonna be like indicators on like teams that have won championships and shit like that.
Oh, so like the World Cup, like the stars on the jerseys.
Yeah, it's gonna be like a little yellow, like a yellow tag on the back, like right in the center, where like the trim of the jersey is.
Oh,
I don't even know if you're gonna be able to notice it, to be honest.
That's weird.
Yeah, but he's trying to shake things up, which I appreciate because I'm like, yo, I hate the NBA. and everything that it stood for in Adam Silver, he understands that there's a huge disconnect between Stern's generation and us. And again, there are diehard fans, and that's not who we're talking about, or we're not talking about.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know. The NBA is doing fine. It's not.
Oh, like, no, it is. It is. It's doing better than baseball.
It's doing better than baseball, and it's doing better than hockey. But hockey seems very content to be what it is.
Yep.
Hockey doesn't.
Oh, yeah, we know. Who cares?
Well, you know, we are our fans, and, you know, we just love them to death. So, you know, we're not looking for a bigger audience. Why not?
Yeah. So, like, I appreciate the fact that they're trying to combat the whole tanking shit. You know, like,
yeah, that, I mean, but
stupid.
Just get... God, man, just fucking... Then shorten the season.
Yeah, that was part of it. It's going to be like, the season's going to be shortened, possibly. Like, there's a whole bunch of changes that...
See, like, Like, I always say shorten the season, but I never thought that was, like, a real possibility, because I never thought they'd be like, yeah, let's give up that revenue.
They're not going to give up the revenue. It'll seem like they're giving it up. Because I'm like, if you do a shorter season, but you have that mid-tournament... That mid-season late tournament, that's still a lot of money to be made. Especially if your team, let's say your team is never in the playoffs, but they get into this tournament for like the first time. And if it really means something, like, okay, you win this tournament, then there's a potential like lottery pick for you, regardless of how you finish in the season. You know, like that's something to play for, you know? So like there's, again, like if you take a week off or 2 weeks away from basketball, the regular season, but you have that tournament, that's way more money than you're going to make than just two weeks of basketball.
Yeah. Because
games don't sell out all the time. But that shit would sell out because, like, oh my God, our team's in a fucking thing that matters. Let's do it, you know?
But what would the prize be? How would you motivate people to be like, because it's not a championship.
No, it's not a championship. But I don't know. That's why he's trying to sell it to people. I read that this morning. So yeah, it's like fairly new shit out details on the news. But yeah, I don't know. I'm like, yo, what if it's like, you know, a lottery pick and, or, you know, like, I don't know, a trophy, obviously.
A trophy.
You get a trophy and then like, I don't know, there's gotta be, the point of it is to combat the tanking. So there's obviously got to be something involved with the draft. Because he wants to change how the draft works, too. Like, he wants to change all that shit because that's the shit Stern set up. And he's not Stern, you know? That was his mentor, but it's not him. So it's like, I don't know. We can't fathom it because it's been that way since we've been born, you know?
Yeah. That would be radical, man.
It would be. But he's
and I don't mean like radical as in like
fucking Ninja Turtles radical.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, it would be radical, man. But if you think about it, he's already done that.
Yeah.
He's literally set the tone. Like, this ain't your daddy's NBA.
Yeah. You can't
for real. You know?
You can't say racist things when your girlfriend secretly records you.
crazy old man. But yeah, so I applaud him for at least, because for me, I'm like, okay, you're trying to change shit, I'll be more interested in that, you know?
Yeah. But I don't know. It's just, yeah, like you said, it's hard for me to fathom.
Yeah, it's hard. I don't know.
Because it's just like, I'm like, what are you going to do to motivate people to do this tournament and take it seriously?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But I'm like, yo, if it's got like a TV deal attached to it, like, you know, you get a, when this, then you get, you know, 10 national games plus a chance at the lottery, like, I don't fucking know, man. There's got to be some kind of monetary incentive for the owners. Each player
gets like $25,000.
Well, not only for the players too, but for the owners, you know, because those are the guys you got to persuade first.
Yeah, because, you know, they got to be like, no, yeah, I'm going to shorten my season for that.
Yeah, but then it's like, okay, we'll shorten the season, but look, you know, if it does last a week and you sell out all the games in your arena, this offsets that cost and you're going to make money. You know, like I said, it's all about the bottom line at the end of the day. So he doesn't seem like a dummy. He's the commissioner of the NBA. He's got there because he's not stupid. I don't know. This is just like shit he proposed to
the whoever.
Yeah, whoever you throw that shit out to. So like I said, it's interesting. I want to see where it goes. Changes. There's a new college football trophy. It's no more crystal.
No more crystal ball?
No more crystal ball. You should Google it. I think it looks okay. And it proves to me that, again, college football is a NFL fucking training ground, even though they never want to admit it. It's called the College Football Playoff Trophy, I think. I think that's the CB.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, I got it. The new NCAA shows off new net. Yeah, it looks like a it looks like a flat version of the Lombardi.
Yeah, it's like a junior Lombardi trophy. Like, that's what it looks like to me.
Well, God damn it.
It's sleek, it's gold and like brass with silver. Like, there's a flat football in the middle that's made out of silver.
Yeah, it's like.
Then it's got like a gold, like. It's like a torch shape.
Yeah.
And it's got gold on the outside and in the shape of the football.
I don't know. It's not great.
It's not bad either.
No, it's not bad either.
That's how I felt about it. I was like, oh, that's interesting.
And it's big.
Yeah, it's huge. Oh, that's right. I think it weighs 35 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's pretty big. Yeah, it's heavy as shit.
Not like the World Cup. Just like, looks like, I don't know. It's like a face.
It looks like a fucking ice cream cone. A really expensive ice cream
cone. Man,
I hate that trophy. That trophy's the...
I just hate how small it is.
That's because we're American. It is, man. Because all of our trophies are fucking huge. Or, if they're not huge, they're fucking... They're all huge. Because I'm like, the World Series trophy, it's fairly large, but it's got a lot of shit going on, you know? Yeah.
The the Stanley Cup's the greatest trophy in the world.
Ever, right. But still, that's like a North American thing, man. It's like, yo, that shit is huge. The fucking Lombardi trophy's huge. The fucking Larry Brown trophy's fucking huge. You know? Everything here is huge. I'm sure the MLS trophy is huge.
It's probably, it's big.
Yeah. It's fucking...
Do you want to see a picture of me with it? I have a picture of me with it.
I keep that on standby.
It was, I was at a Avalanche game, and they were it was nice. Just there, and you could, like, you know, they were like, I was like, oh, this is the MLS trophy, and they're like, yeah, you know, the Rapids won it, and I was like, oh yeah, they're the only winning championship team in Colorado right now.
God damn, that shit is massive.
Yeah, it's big.
That's actually pretty cool.
Yeah, it's not bad looking.
That's way better than a World Cup trophy.
Yeah, the MLS trophy is pretty cool, but still, I didn't care.
No.
Why
would you?
Speaking of not caring, Germany won the World Cup.
And the German Shepherds went nuts.
Yeah. But
biting all the criminals.
Yeah, I was rooting for Argentina because I was rooting for the Nazi harborers to beat the actual Nazis.
Not the actual Nazis, right.
But yeah, it was a pretty boring game.
Hell yeah.
1-0 was the final score, even though like both teams were like scoring tons of fucking goals before that. But I guess that's what happens in championship soccer, you know.
That's
Germany.
What happens in soccer.
Yeah. So Germany won their fourth World Cup, which I think is the most of any country.
That's crazy. I didn't know that. I know they had four, but I know that was the most. I thought like Brazil had like four too.
I thought maybe Brazil has four or five. I thought Brazil only had three.
I don't know, man.
But then again, I don't know how many World Cups there have been.
70 million.
70 million?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It's been going on since the dinosaurs.
All right.
Yep, started with fucking sea crustaceans. Things like that. And they used to just kick them around. And they were like, stop kicking me, I'm in my shell.
And Germany was a country then competing. But anyway, yeah, so that happened. And we didn't talk about LeBron?
No, we didn't.
LeBron went back to Cleveland. I'm coming home.
Yeah, he went back to Cleveland.
Tell the world that I'm coming home. They use that on every fucking, like,
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure. But I love how instantly fucking Cleveland forgave him and was like, oh, welcome back. Like, you know. It but was, not not was, that I didn't think they would do that.
Brazil has five.
Brazil has five.
And then Italy and Germany both have four. Uruguay and Argentina have two. England, France, and Spain have one.
England's only won once. Oh, that's hilarious.
1966. Yeah, 66. Everyone, Uruguay, 30 in 1950. 1930. Damn, I guess it's been going on for that long. Damn, that's a crazy. But Germany's finished in the most. Germany's at 8, and then Brazil's at 7.
Yeah. Oh, man.
That's crazy.
I got my wish. Brazil lost in spectacular fashion.
All those fucking crybabies.
Oh, man, it was just like, oh.
Yo, a friend of mine fucking deleted his Facebook page.
Are you serious?
Yes, and I called him out on Facebook, and now he's back. And he has a German flag on his thing.
Was that like a bet he lost?
I'm sure it had to have been because he's Brazilian. And you know, like, Brazilians are really proud people if you don't know any Brazilians.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Are they? So for him to have a German flag as his profile picture, I was like, oh, that stings.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's just, ugh.
I saw a picture of a cake.
Yeah.
It was like an Argentinian flag.
Uh-huh.
And then the next picture was like a slice of the cake and it had the German flag colors in a layer. I was like, that shit's fucked up.
Messi failed again.
Yeah, he did.
Because, there were a couple times he could have scored where he didn't.
Alright, fuck soccer.
Yeah, fuck soccer. Yeah, we're done talking about it for 4 years.
Woohoo! Yeah, so LeBron went back to Cleveland.
Cleveland.
Chris Bosh and D-Wade, actually. So Bosh got the max deal in Miami, and Wade just signed a 2-year deal for $32
million. Yeah, he's getting about $11 million less than he would have if he didn't opt out.
Yeah, but it's still not bad.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. He's not...
wouldn't be paying him that much money.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like... what is Miami going to do?
Hey, Chris Bosh is looking forward to the challenge, and he thinks they can still be a contender for the finals.
Chris Bosh or D-Wade?
No, that's what Chris Bosh says.
Oh.
Okay? That's what he says. He's ready.
He's ready for Miami to do well?
Yep. He said, I'm looking forward to the challenge. I believe this team is still a contender for championships.
Just how good can the Heat be?
They're not going to be... Cleveland is automatically better than them because that's where LeBron is.
Yeah, I mean,
it doesn't matter. Like, they're not. The East is still weak.
If Kevin Love gets to Cleveland,
yeah. Then if anybody gets to Cleveland, that's not Dwayne Wade. Yo, because like even I think Ray Allen's looking to go to Cleveland.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, even if he goes there, I'm like, damn, that's like. A few threes a game, you know.
Oh man, Cleveland! You know what? Go win a championship with Cleveland. Nobody cares at this point. Nobody's gonna be rooting. I don't know if anyone's gonna be rooting against Cleveland. How can you really?
Because fuck LeBron.
Yeah, I mean, but do you care that much?
No, I don't care.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't want to. I don't care at all. I'd rather them not win, because. Fuck LeBron. No, seriously, I really don't care. Sir, I'm more interested in seeing like the Lakers tank. And just like
the Lakers and the Yankees are like
shitty season.
These are like franchises that are like
not saying that Boston's gonna be their
brand.
Yeah. Like not you know, Boston's not gonna be any better next season, but god damn.
It's just like both of them seem to like not be doing anything because they're like, well, we're the Yankees and we're the Lakers and we'll figure shit out.
Yeah, people will want to come here.
Yeah. I'm just like, man, like you don't know if Kobe's going to come back at like 100%.
Even if he does, he's getting older.
He's getting old.
Every year and every day, he's getting older. That's just the reality of life, no matter how much he doesn't want to accept it. Yeah. Like, it's going to happen, man. It's one day he's going to wake up and his knees aren't going to work like they used to.
I think that's already happened.
Yes, because he gets a surgery on them twice a year. Like, overseas, he gets that, like, regenerative surgery type shit with the stem cells. Like, that shit's no joke. It really works. But you can't get it here because you're poor. That's basically what it comes down to. Oh, you're poor and don't have a passport. You can't get these drugs.
Donald Sterling might still be the owner next season. Would you play if you were on the Clippers?
No.
No. Yeah, that's...
I wouldn't, because there's too many... At this point, the cat, like, again, the starts of it, the origin, you know, like, how it started is all bullshit. But at this point, there's nothing we can do about it. So I'm sure there's ways they'll be able to get out of the contract, sign with other teams, if that's what really comes down to it. Because Adam Silver created this mess, and he's going to have to deal with it. It's going to be years, man. Like we were saying from the jump, it's going to get a lot uglier before it gets any better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uglier than when he calls his wife a pig. In a court of law.
The stenographer stenographered that. it's crazy. Yeah, so we'll see what's up with that. I personally wouldn't play. But...
We'll see.
But then it's like you sign contracts and there's all this legality. But yeah, we'll see. We'll see. We'll see. Aaron Hernandez's girlfriend. Fiance, excuse me.
Is being charged with perjury.
Perjury!
Which she probably almost certainly committed.
Yeah. She didn't.
Oh, and a woman with ties to Aaron Hernandez has been found dead.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, man. I wonder if that's just a coincidence.
This was filed today.
That's crazy.
She was a 27-year-old New England or Connecticut woman.
Yeah.
She had ties.
But I'm like, people die all the time. Just because there's...
She was married to Hernandez's cousin. Was found not breathing inside her Sunnington home. She died Monday. No. Okay. It's just in here because she's...
Just because of... Yeah. Okay.
The fourth paragraph says there were no suspicious circumstances surrounding her death.
So it was just a woman that died that happened to be
in the
circle
of
Aaron Hernandez.
Which is like, fuck. That should have been... That is a non-story.
No, it is. That is a no. But good for her. She got famous for dying.
Yeah, they also didn't name her in the article.
Oh, well, I guess not then. Sorry, mysterious woman related to having ties to Aaron Hernandez.
Oh, wait.
Whose fiance committed perjury. And who Aaron Hernandez did not commit murders. Multiple alleged murders. Because he doesn't do that.
I didn't know if his fiance was black.
I don't think she's black. She looks more Spanish to me. You guys don't have those kind of Spanish people out here.
We don't.
No. You got Mexicans.
Yep, a lot of them.
Lots and lots of Mexicans. Like, she looks Dominican to me. Dominicana. But she's not, no. Who cares? She lied. She's about to go down because that thing is going down.
Yeah.
Everybody in that circle is going down. And vagina sauce.
Yeah.
So follow us on Twitter at TMSRReport. We love you and have a great night.
Thanks for listening.
Yo, the heat from the nuts is traditional. You taking cheap shots and subliminal. I'm dissing you straight up. Wrinkle your face up, acting like you can't feel me, yo. This is payback. Smash your single and your video. Put the tech to your neck and force the story out of ya. Snuff your producer and drop kick your choreographer. Wah! Honey, scream what? And they see me jumping out the money green truck into the club so we can tear it up like the 3-6 sipping on some scissor and mozzarella sticks for dessert. I make beats like Presto, platinum head like Destro, busting shots at your projecto like yo, 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 yo.
can't fuck with. It's the Greg Knight shit with the beat nut shit. Damn. You can't front shit, it's the shake your butt shit. Say what, say what, say what, say what, say what, say what shit.
20 mil episode like Seinfeld. She tried to act like a shit don't smell. Can't win for losing, niggas be jail. Coming through with my click on my coattail. Pump a little weight so I'm not frail. Sitting back, popping shit on my next tail. Sun gone down now, time to spark an L. Do it for the kids like Keenan and Kel. Big psych, passion man, the Visine. Eyes bloodshot from puffing that green. Stay amped up without the caffeine. It's just me, myself, and Irene. Brush your breath with dentine. Rock my blue jeans like Bruce Springsteen. Bitches on my dick, that's just the small thing. The heat is on, baby, baby. Yo, they make it hot shit. You can't fuck with. It's the Greg Knight shit with the beat nut shit. You can't front shit. It's the shake your butt shit. Say what? Say what? Say what? Say what? Say what? Shit.
Junkyard
bodyguard.
Never guard. Party hard. Niggas won't see me in the club. Got the rowdy squad. Corona niggas don't play. At least my niggas. Gun-toting maniacs with the rotten livers. Holding it down, blowing it down. That's my word. Everywhere we go, know it's a crown. Put the boogie in your ass for free. Your girl sticking out her ass for me. I'm Big Jew. It's how it has to be.
Yeah, yeah. Yo, they make it hot shit. You can't fuck with. It's the Greg Knight shit with the beat nut shit. You can't front shit. It's the shake your butt shit. Say what? Say what? Say what? Say what? Say what? Shit.
Heat up. Oh, so hot in here. Oh, I need to know who turned the heat up. Oh, so hot in here. Oh. Cause I stay making hot shit. You can't fuck with Greg Knight shit with the beat nut shit. You can't front shit. It's the shake your butt shit. Say what? Say what? Say what? Say what? Say what? Say what?
Psycho, psycho-less. Yes, 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 yes. It's your man. She was.